He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the November 21st, probably travel day for many, preceding the big holiday Turkey Day tomorrow. And we do have the market, best day I've seen in a while. But it is all about the close. I have a hunch we're going to hang on to these gains today. How big are those gains so far on this Wednesday, November 21st? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 147 points today, 24,612. Yesterday, I said that the Dow has support at 24,000. We didn't quite get down that low, but pretty close to it. We're at 24,612 today. The S&P 500 is up 21 points today. That's 0.8%. The strength is really in the tech sector today. The beleaguered, oversold tech sector. The S&P 500 today is up 20 points. It's at 2662, 62 points above that critical support level that I talked about yesterday. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, which took it on the chin again yesterday, is up 79 points right now. That's a 1.2% gain. The NASDAQ is just shy of 7,000 at 6987. Critical support level, 6,800. Russell 2000, small cap index up 0.7% this morning. We've got crude oil in a rebound. I believe that's a lot of today's rally is the crude oil markets. We had actually an inventory build in crude oil. We're up $1.29 to $54.72, and that all-important 10-year is currently at 3.07. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from the shores of the Ashley River in Charleston, South Carolina, where low tide today will be at 12:21 p.m., that means prime fishing time, 10:20 a.m. Oh, that's 13 minutes from now. I'm doing a darn radio show until about 2 o'clock. And the redfish are biting. I talked to a guy 2 days ago. They went out during the low tide cycle on Monday, caught 50 redfish, caught and released 50 redfish. So if I don't answer the phone around 1 p.m. today, Eastern Standard Time, I may have taken a quick little trip out to the Windsor Castle here in the, actually Pinckney Castle, in the Charleston Harbor. Well, stocks tanked again yesterday. I don't know of a better word to use than tanked. Wiping out year-to-date gains for the S&P 500 and the Dow, which are both now negative for the year, not counting today, as economic growth concerns exact an increasing toll, particularly on energy, retail, and technology stocks. And that's what we had happen yesterday. Selling begets selling. Earnings seem to go out the window when sentiment goes sour. For me, the best way to measure economic growth is to look at earnings growth of the companies that make up the economy. I think those 500 that are in the S&P 500 ought to be a pretty good proxy for the U.S. economy. And as of now, as I said yesterday, we're still looking for 20% growth in earnings this year, 10% next year, and 10% the year after that. And I have not seen any changes whatsoever to those estimates lately. But having said that, investor anxiety And I think that anxiety comes from a lot of people who really don't follow the earnings or the fundamentals. Instead, they follow the headlines on the news, which are almost always dire, as more and more market commentary emphasizes the growing risk of a bear market due to a rising recession risk. Well, what are the chances of two negative quarters in a row in the U.S. economy, which would equal, which would define a recession? Some are putting those chances as high as 30% over the next 12 months. I would say it's more in the 10% area. I would say there's a very low probability at this point in time, just looking at the yield curve, looking at leading economic indicators and things like that. It seems to me the chance of the U.S. falling into a recession. Now, if this China thing keeps up, I think that increases the risk, because it would help a lot to have a healthy global economy right now, which right now we do not have because of a lot of the trade war, especially with China, that is taking place. There's been a widening of corporate credit spreads. I've watched that recently. I've seen a big dive in a lot of the high-yield junk bond ETFs, which can be an indicator for the economy, but that has also been heavily weighted by GE, which is a big part of that junk bond index now. You've also seen a lot of the leadership stocks. We went through those yesterday. Facebook now down 40% from its high. Amazon down 28%, Netflix down 38%, Google down 22%, even venerable old Apple down 24% from its very recent high. And it looked like we were getting some recovery in the market and some stability in the market late last week. Well, that all went out the window on Monday and Tuesday, and now we are now testing once again those very important support levels in the market, which I believe will hold. I believe that this continues to be a correction, much like the March correction. I do not believe that this is the end of the bear market or the bull market, which began back in September of 2018. And there's a lot of reasons why I believe that. Well, having said that, I currently sit in a 70% cash position, waiting for an opportune time to start putting money back to work. I did dip my toe in the water just a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and I got my toe bit off, so I backed off. I did not do any buying yesterday. I lost a few more stocks to sell stops. And, of course, on a day like yesterday, you wish you were 100% cash instead of 70% cash. But what do I have to be thankful for at this Thanksgiving time? And I hope my clients are thankful that Gunderson has them in 70% cash. And then, of course, on the days when the market goes up, you wish you were 100% invested. But there's definitely been more days recently when I'm glad and thankful that I have a large cash position at the current time. I don't believe that this is yet an opportunity for inverse fund investing. I would say the one that looks the best to me right now would be the inverse junk bond ETF, which is SJB. I do believe that the junk bond sector is going to get hit and get hit hard, probably sooner rather than later. I currently have 101 B-plus or better stocks in my database of 5,000. That's a very, very low number. That also tells me how weak the market is. I do not like to buy into weakness. I like to buy into a little bit of strength, which we have not seen for quite some time. I'll be looking at those 101 B-plus or better stocks today to see if there are any opportunities there. I also have 95 stocks that are A or better momentum grade, meaning out of 5,000 stocks, there's only 95 that have a very strong momentum grade right now. I'll be looking at those today. As we look around the world at the leading asset classes in the world, you know what we find? We find that there is not any leadership in the market at the current time. In fact, the leading asset class scores a grade of B minus. That's it. And you know what it is? Cash. That's the leading asset class right now. And other safe harbors such as short-term treasuries. The only stock-related asset class that's even in the top 10, and it's got a B-minus grade, not very good, is large-cap dividend index. So it's a rudderless market without direction, without leadership at the current time, but we're working our way through it. This will come to an end. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Sometimes it seems like we've been tied to the whipping post, as Greg Allman used to belt out, the late Greg Allman. It has been the whipping post for the last 6-7 weeks in the market. It's no fun. It's like Chinese water torture, which I think is an apt name for it, since most of this, I think, revolves around the standoff with us in China. The Fed definitely has something to do with it. And just this notion, I think it's fake news that we're headed into a recession. I'm not seeing that. I look at every single economic report that comes out on a daily basis. I have yet to see one. Now, some would say, and it's true, that the market is a leading economic indicator. It's true. The market is forward-looking. And it does predict what it sees ahead in the way of the economy. But these corrections that come along from time to time are driven much more by fear, which then sets in the selling, and selling begets selling. And then finally, greed comes back into the picture when folks see how cheap the market is, and then the market starts heading up. And I see that as one of those times right now where you've had this fear come in and grip the market. You know, there are networks out there that make the world look a whole lot worse than it really is, and there's a lot of people that watch and react, CNBC, to a lot of what they are saying. They're trying to make the situation in the economy look very bad when it's extremely good. So take it for what it's worth. The short-term sell-offs in the market, the corrections are mostly driven by sentiment and by fear or greed, and not by the actual fundamentals of the market. Okay, well, we do have some economic reports here in today. Let's take a look at this so-called looming recession that's out there, okay? I'm not seeing it again today, all right? The core durable goods report falls a little bit short of estimates, down 4.4% versus minus 2.5%. So I guess you could make a case there. We're headed into recession. Core durable goods fall short of estimates. Yeah, I don't think you can make a case from that one. Jobless claims post the second consecutive week of gains. We're clear up to 224,000 now on jobless claims. We were only expecting 215,000. Uh-oh, that's way more than expected. We're headed into a recession. I don't think so. 224,000 is still a very low number. Now, this one is impacting the market big time. Probably the biggest factor right now holding a lid on this market. The Trump administration says China has failed to alter its unfair trade practices as part of an update of the U.S. Trade Representative Section 301 investigation into China's intellectual property and technology transfer policies, which sparked U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. In other words, there's very little progress being made there. Oh, I think there's a lot of progress being made behind the scenes, but the megaphone belongs to Mr. Trump. And he's standing on the rooftop with the megaphone saying that China has failed to to alter its unfair trade practice. In other words, warning, you better change your behavior, which I think they are slowly coming around, but it's taking longer than expected. The report accuses China of continuing a state-backed campaign of cyber-enabled theft of U.S. intellectual property. Oh, really? Do you think the Chinese government would do something like that? They're totally behind it. And discriminatory technology licensing restrictions. Despite the relaxation of some foreign ownership restrictions, the Chinese government has persisted in using foreign investment restrictions to require or pressure the transfer of technology from U.S. companies to Chinese entities, according to the report. Now, here's the money line. The timing of the release of this report comes just 10 days before President Trump is due to meet Chinese President Xi at a November 30th, December 1 Group of 20 summit in Buenos Aires. Okay, all right. So mark that on your calendar. November 30th, December 1st, 9 days from now, 10 days from now, that is when President Trump is due to meet Chinese Minister President Xi to discuss the trade situation. Oil has been a big bugaboo in the market. Oil is an indicator of the global economy. In a robust economy, it takes a lot of fossil fuels to run a global economy. I just wonder, as I look at that container ship that I saw last week, I've never seen a bigger container ship in my entire life. How much does it cost to fill that thing up with diesel fuel? Look, I know how much it used to cost to fill up twin diesel engines on an old stinky fishing boat. I can't even imagine how much it cost. Or how about that Carnival cruise ship, which is departing from the harbor today in Charleston? How much fossil fuel oil is going into that baby? Well, oil is definitely. Think of air travel. Think of shipping. Think of all of the industries that require fossil fuels. Oil is absolutely an indicator of the health or lack thereof of the global economy. Well, we had finally had some good news on oil yesterday. We've had 8 weeks of inventory builds. Building. But where are we going to put it? All of a sudden, we had a draw of 1.55 million barrels of oil for the week ending November 16th versus a build of 8.8 million barrels in the previous week. The drop will be the first drop following 8 straight weeks of increases, which has driven oil down. And let's not forget, though, at this holiday season, if you're putting less into your gas tank, maybe you'll put more under the Christmas tree or whatever symbol of the holidays you practice. Maybe there will be more gifts in the stockings and less lumps of coal because we have more money in our pockets. Well, we have seen a big drawdown. We've seen a big decrease in gasoline prices. And that is putting more money in our pockets. And we're finally maybe putting in a bottom here. Just look real quickly at USO. That is the ETF that I use. Maybe, finally, the big plunge over in oil prices. This is Bill Gunderson. I spotted a couple of good ones, possibilities yesterday as I was going through the market. More on that when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I would say that this rally today is being brought to you by just a few stocks. I'm not really seeing a widespread. I'm not seeing the leaders, the former leaders, or I'm not seeing new leaders emerge as of yet. And that, is backed up by the stats I got from my Best Stocks Now app today with only 110 B-plus or better stocks and only 100 or so with a momentum grade of A or better. But a few that are kind of leading the way a little bit here. Autodesk reported better than expected earnings. Autodesk is in the NASDAQ 100. Wynn Resorts, the Las Vegas Wynn Resorts, is up 6.3%. It's in the NASDAQ 100. Seeing a little buying in JD.com. It is up 5% this morning. It's in the NASDAQ 100. And Facebook, a little bitty rally after hitting a new 52-week low yesterday. Facebook's up about 2.9% this morning. As we look at the Dow, let's see what's leading the Dow higher here today. The biggest percentage leader, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, GE. Yeah, I'm going to jump into GE at this level. It's up 3.3% this morning. Caterpillar's up 2.2%. DuPont is up 1.6%. Johnson & Johnson, on the other hand, is down 2%. And as we look at the S&P 500, the big winner for sure today, this rally being brought to you by Foot Locker, FL, which is up 17.5% this morning. All right, let's take a look at what else is going on. Huge outflows continue in the bond market. This time, it's BKLN, which is a very popular leveraged senior loan, in other words, junk bond index. Investors are headed for the exits. Man, this thing is just tanking. BKLN, which has about $6 or $7 billion in it. It is got a dividend yield of 4.1%. It has seen outflows here recently of 57. Well, yesterday, 57. Someone cashed in $57 million. It has had six straight days of net withdrawals, including a whopping $57 million yesterday. Assets have dipped to $6.5 billion, the lowest in a year. Once again, that is the Invesco Senior Loan ETF. And I continue to warn about corporate bonds and especially high-yield corporate bonds. Now, General Electric is considered to be the elephant in the room. Junk spreads continue to make new two-year highs on nearly a daily basis. Financial markets overall are jittery, and oil has been plunging, but there's also GE. Should that giant's credit catch another downgrade? Okay, this is a possibility. Its $47 billion face value of bonds would make it the largest borrower by a mile in the $1.2 trillion high-yield market, and that potential could no doubt be weighing on the market. Well, yeah, if they downgrade GE another notch, I talked about this last week, and all of a sudden the junk bond market of $1.2 trillion increases by all of GE's bonds, that's going to have a big impact. It already is on the junk bond market. Now, I have said many times that the opposite side of the street is S HYJB, which is the short inverse high yield market. We're also seeing the banks sell off here recently. Dozens of banks have exposure to GE's $41 billion in credit lines. It involves dozens of banks, including Wall Street's five biggest banks. And with investors questioning the industrial giant's ability to sustain its debt as its credit rating was cut recently, not to junk yet, but cut by the two biggest rating agencies last month. That's a lot of cash on the line. The five biggest Wall Street firms have committed to lend at least $3.5 billion each. And the banks involved here are Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Wells Fargo. Okay, as I went through the charts yesterday, there wasn't much to write home about. So I didn't write home about anything, but I did send out a couple of tweets on a couple that caught my eye. EBS, Emergent Bio Solutions. It's an interesting company. They've been working for quite some time on various vaccines and therapeutics against biological agents and other things like Zika, etc., that are potential weapons. Emergent BioSolutions is now a $3.6 billion company, and it's a stock that actually makes money. They are a profitable biotech company. I keep telling Chairman Powell, I do a show from 10 to 11. Don't call me during my radio show. Okay, he left a message. I'll call him back at the Fed here in a minute. Anyways, Emergent BioSolutions, EBS, is $3.6 billion in market capitalization, and the stock has been hitting new highs recently. How do you like that? There's not a lot of those. It currently has a relative strength of 97 and a pretty decent valuation to boot, because it is a profitable company. They do have products. EBS is currently ranked in my Best Stocks Now app at number 159. I sent out that tweet. And another one that caught my eye, and I don't know what's up yet with it, I got to look into it, BioCryst Pharmaceuticals, BCRX. You can have a look at that chart. That's probably, of all the 5,000 charts in the market, that's probably one of the strongest charts in the entire market. I was going to look up the news on that thing here before the show, and I didn't quite get to it. Let's see if we can see. There's definitely something. They appoint a rare disease expert, Teresa Hagee, to the board of directors. Okay, well, we'll see. They've got something going on over there at BCRX. That's one to do a little bit of research on. One of the strongest charts in the entire market. There are some earnings in today. I told you about Foot Locker. Foot Locker beat earnings by 3 cents. They beat on revenues. The stock breaking out to new highs, up 17% today. On the other hand, nothing runs like a deer. Deer is getting hit today on weaker than expected earnings, DE. Deer is down, well, now Deer's up 4.5%, even though their outlook disappointed analysts. I would say Deer is a pretty good proxy for our economy, and Deer having a pretty good day. Target. Target was one of the reasons that the market sold off yesterday. It was down 9%. Today, Target's down 1.1%. I'm not a fan of Target stock. Boeing. Boeing's getting smashed recently. I do not own Boeing. I did, but not anymore. Boeing was supposed to have a call yesterday on the 737 MAX. That's the one that went down in Indonesia, killing everybody aboard. The company was supposed to have a conference call to discuss the issues that crashed on the 737 MAX that crashed in Indonesia last month. But according to Reuters, that has been canceled. They don't like that news. Boeing went below 300 for a little bit yesterday. It recently was 394. That's about a 25% correction in Boeing over the last 6 or 7 weeks. All right, well, when we come back, we got to talk about analog devices, Apple, the retail sector. Are Walgreens and Humana getting together like CVS and Aetna? That's an interesting story. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a couple of other stocks we'll talk about here in this last segment of the show. We know that Aetna and CVS are getting together, which is a major change in the way healthcare is delivered. Now you can go into your local CVS and sign up for Aetna Healthcare. Well, now there's talk that Walgreens and Humana are in early talks to take equity stakes in each other, the latest potential tie-up in the quickly shifting sands around drugstores and insurers. The two already partner on serving seniors, a venture that could be expanded by the current discussions. A closer financial connection could replicate some of the expected benefits from a rival tie-up between CVS and Aetna. Well, I've done very well with my Aetna, and I do currently own Humana. The symbol is HUM, company headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, over the last 10 years, Humana has clobbered the returns of the market. And it seems to me like they would only benefit from a tie-up with Walgreens. It seems like there's a Walgreens on almost every corner. If there's a Starbucks, there's a Walgreens nearby. Over the last 10 years, HUM has been humming a tune of 29.2% per year returns to investors. Over the last 5 years, 26.1% have been the average total returns to investors. And over the last 3 years, 24%. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 31%. That's the performance. It gets an A minus stock or performance grade. From the valuation point of view, Humana also has dipped down pretty low here, where it's got upside potential, in my book, up to $580 per share. Humana is currently trading at $308 per share. Humana is also sitting pretty close to its support level here. I've got a line drawn in the sand. Let me take a look here. Humana seems to have pretty good support at about $290 per share. Humana is a $42 billion company. They've been growing their earnings by 13% per year over the last 5 years. And they pay a dividend yield of just under 1% per year. So that was an interesting one. And the other one is the company that one of the companies that reported earnings this morning, Autodesk, ADSK. If you're in the architecture business, a lot of engineers use Autodesk also. They develop computer-aided design. I mean, Autodesk is to that industry what Adobe is to the publishing industry. Autodesk is a $29 billion market cap company headquartered in the Silicon Valley. They develop computer-aided design software applications for the architectural, engineering, and manufacturing markets. They also have a subscription model, much like the Adobe subscription model. You know, Autodesk struggled for a lot of years, especially around 2007, 2018. They had a couple of down years there where they were not profitable. They actually lost money. But that seems to have turned around now. I'm looking at their most recent three quarters. Earnings up 138%, 273%, and 342%, while their sales have been up 15%, 22%, and 28%. So this is, once again, the growth is on track at Autodesk. The symbol is ADSK. This would be an aggressive growth company. Humana would be a large cap conservative growth company. You could also fit Humana into a growth and income type of portfolio because it also does pay a dividend yield. Well, I talked to my team yesterday. We are filling up with the appointments in the Phoenix, actually the Scottsdale area, which is just about, 12 days out. I will be in the Valley of the Sun. I'm speaking to a investment club in Sun City on Monday, and then I'm meeting with folks on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, putting on a workshop Wednesday evening at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. You can fly in on your private jet. You can park it right there, and you can walk to the workshop from the private jet airport at Scottsdale. But we're going to meet with people. We continue to take reservations for those appointments with me, and the workshop will be on Wednesday, December 2nd. 3rd, I think, 4th, somewhere in there, whatever Wednesday night is at 6:30 p.m. I'll be back in Scottsdale in February for the annual Financial Fest. Last year, I was one of the speakers, along with Charles Payne of the Fox Business Channel and Gary Coltbaum, also of the Fox Business Channel. I met a lot of folks at Financial Fest last year. A lot of people, especially after my speech, I think my little booth was swarmed like a swarm of bees coming. And I handed out some honey in the way of some free books and whatnot. So that's my Scottsdale plans. And we will get up to Seattle soon, early next year, and over to Hawaii. That's our next two on the docket. Exact details to follow. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for at this point in time. Hopefully we'll get a better market when this whole thing straightens out, this correction that we are currently in the midst of. I still believe strongly, very strongly, that we are not headed into a recession, and therefore we are not headed into a bear market. I've been bullish since 2009, but I have been cautious along the way at times. And right now, I continue to have a 70% cash position. I don't know if your advisor has any kind of a defensive coordinator on his team or her team, or if they ever put the defense on the field, but there are times to do that. You need to protect profits, number one, and number two, you need to prevent from big losses. You got to bend, but not break. If you'd like to talk to us about money management here at Gunderson Capital Management, or get this week's newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.